So we went ahead and elected to go with sorafenib. So we started him on sorafenib 400 BID, and within 2 weeks, he came back with grade 2 hand-foot syndrome and grade 2 fatigue.
So maybe you can just bring us up to date.
Yeah, so we held him, and then we restarted him at 200 BID, and he's been tolerating that since.
So, Eileen, what about this issue of dosing? Would you have started him off at the full dose? And what do you think about what happened here?
Yeah, so it's a good point that there's no clear data to sort of guide us. But with B7, be concerned about his tolerability, both from his liver function perspective and perhaps heightened other toxicities. So probably would have punted and started with 200 BID and then going up if he tolerates this. You know, we have some data from the formerly CLGB cooperative group, which looked at sorafenib in the setting of liver dysfunction, which helped define what the dosing might be, but not particularly a population of patients with hepatocellular cancer and underlying liver dysfunction. So it's not exactly analogous, but that's one of the approaches that's used to guide the dosing.
So can you talk a little bit about what we do know about the toxicity and dosing of sorafenib based on the exact Child's Pew of 7 versus 8, for example?
So the original SHARP study was conducted in Child's Pew A patients, so the fit of the fist, and there the expected toxicities would be skin primarily and hand foot, fatigue, sometimes some diarrhea, and sometimes other in terms of bleeding, etc. But they're the main toxicities encountered. With increasing bilirubin, there is increased toxicity from sorafenib, and hence the need to dose adjust. But the criteria are not very clear in terms of what those absolutes should be. But typically, we start conservatively for people with B7 level of Child's Pew function, and dose escalate as tolerated. And for many, we probably wouldn't dose escalate much.